I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Welcome to Toy Drive Information Day. And we have never been so thrilled. I have goosebumps right now. Kayla's chair dancing in the other room.
I have a weird mix of emotions. I want to cry. I'm so happy. So excited.
I'm not going to lie. It wasn't very long ago and Toy Drive was not going to happen, like a lot of other things during the pandemic. And I don't want to say we begged because that would be undignified. But we were forceful.
Yes.
And all credit and all love goes to Corner Office Dan. All love and all credit goes to our sales manager Gina Massenzi, mm-hmm. and to JB, who just said, "Y'all don't get it."
Yeah.
Like literally, there were fights, and there were people telling other people how it is, and the other people who were being told how it is didn't like hearing how it was, and the people I just want you to know. Ooh, see, now I'm going to get emotional.
Yeah, right.
I just want you to know how people at this radio station fought for you and fought to be able to do this. And so it was not only no, but hell no. I mean, think about how many times I've talked about doing a shirt show. And we'll be social distanced and... You know, and you open up a window on your car and we'll throw the shirt into the window.
40 feet away.
Right? And we'll do all that. They're like, nope. So, Toy Drive is still happening December 3rd through December 14th. And an easy way to remember it, it's always the Thursday after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And then two Mondays after that. So that doesn't change. It's still at NV Energy. That doesn't change. West Sahara, just west of Jones. That doesn't change. 6226 West Sahara, if you need to plug it into your GPS. But you won't, and there'll still be a big 30-foot scaffold. The only difference is I will be the only one there from the radio station.
That's it.
Help of Southern Nevada will take care of the rest. Kind of how it's always been, but you must, and I can't stress this enough, you must stay in your car. Put your donations, your toys, your bikes, whatever it is, put them in the back.
Yes.
Put them in the trunk, and we'll get them from there. Back seat doesn't work.
It needs to be in the trunk.
It has to be in the trunk.
Yeah.
From what I understand, and it's serious, you cannot get out of your car. There's going to be people watching, and they will shut us down. Okay? The only other thing, so really, it's not that much different. It's just that you don't have to carry a thing. See, this is what I thought. This may be better. So you'll kind of work your way through. If you've been to Toy Drive before, you'll
probably walk through the sea of bikes or something like that.
All of that. So instead of that, you're going to kind of snake your way through in your car. Then Help of Southern Nevada volunteers will come and staffers will come and they'll stop you. It's that area, and again, if you've been to Toy Drive before, it's that open area, kind of where the Giving Tree Grove used to be.
Yeah.
So you'll pull up there, and then they'll take your donation from you. You cannot get out of your car. You will not get out of your car. It's like I want to have a paintball gun or something up there. So if, like, if you try to get out of your car, get back in the car. Again, because they'll shut us down.
Exactly.
So it's really, there won't be stickers this year. I'm sorry.
We can't hand anything out. That's the whole thing.
There won't be ornaments this year. And I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
But even with that in mind, every single sponsor plus have come back. NV Energy is still in. NV Energy's on their game. Venetian and Sands Cares. Toy Drive presented by Venetian and Sands Cares. And honestly, I wouldn't have given anybody a hard time, you know, if they'd have said, hey, we just can't swing this.
I understand, yeah.
We can't be a part of it. But everybody jumped in and said, what are you, nuts? Of course we're in. Centennial Toyota, back again. Nevada State Bank will do the cash and gift card board, and they're working with, you know what? Let me bring in Falala from Help Us Southern Nevada. You guys all know Falala Riley. She's the executive director of Help Us Southern Nevada and one of my bestest friends. So, Falala, is it true that Nevada State Bank is working with you guys to try and work out a cool way to be able to donate cash?
Yeah, it's still in the works, but right. we are working on it. Sponsors have been phenomenal.
You're telling me, Knock the Injury Law, you couldn't keep them away. They're doing the bike board, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the Sea of Bikes. They're in the District of Green Valley Ranch. There will still be a Giving Tree Grove, mm-hmm. but it's just now we've got to figure out what it's going to be.
Yes,
you know, and what so we're working on that. And by the way, if you're a business that wants to have one of those trees, so what happens is the tree is $1,000, or no, the tree is. No, how much is it? Tree's $500.
It was $500 the last couple of years.
$500, and then you get $500 worth of stuff and the tree that it's on, and then that money goes on the gift card board.
Exactly.
So if you're a business that wants to have a tree, hit us up. You just need to come up with, it's a grand for the buy-in on that, and it's awesome, and it helps a lot. 1 hour heating and air conditioning. They're in, even though there's really. Not, I mean, we still need fire pits for the people that are going to be there, but we don't, not like
but they're
in the past.
Super passionate about Toy Drive too. So the idea, they're like, nope, we're in.
This is what I'm saying. It's exactly what I'm saying. Terribles wanted a full sponsorship this year. They said, yeah, we always donate and it's cool. We want to be a part of this. Walgreens, they're like, we said, well, gosh, we're really sorry. There's no photo booth. And they were like, yeah, we don't care.
Yep.
We don't care. So it's going to be like Walgreens directional signs showing you which way to go. It's real. I only say this because my heart just swells with the people that are just, you know, like Zero Res. Sorry, Zero Res. We can't do ornaments this year. We don't care.
Yeah.
We're happy to be part of it. Boost Mobile is coming in new to Toy Drive this year. It will be the Boost Mobile truck count tree. That you'll still be able to, when you come in, you'll still know which truck we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Helix Electric still wanted to be the first toys on the truck. We were like, guys, you can't come down there. You can't.
Yeah.
I mean, you can come and drop your stuff off, but it's not
you
like
can't
we're gonna,
get out of the car.
It's not like we're all going to be standing around a microphone and we're going to do that thing. And they were like, we don't care. Which actually we've already got, I think what we're going to do is like some sort of Zoom call with them. I think that's pretty cool. That'll be great. Coca-Cola trucks, couldn't keep them away. You know, Coca-Cola's like, yep, we're in. Don't worry about it. There's a new group with us, Pure Plumbing, that they're going to do. I want to say we're going to be doing Toy Drive updates. There's always people that always ask, well, what do you need most right now? Well, we're going to do updates during the day. And I'm thinking, Falala, you'll be great for that.
Yeah, I'd be happy to share with your listeners what we need.
Yeah.
So in years past, though, I'll have to hunt down Falala at times, and she's like, oh, always the first one. She's like, I don't know the microphone. And then all of a sudden, she's a rock star on air, and I'm like, okay, sure. Take my job.
No, but it'll be like right now. It's like we're on the do. Who even knows what she's wearing right now? Just, you know, just do whatever you want. Yeah. Just give us the info. And Fox 5 like was like, yeah, we're doing this. In fact, Fox 5 has been calling me since June. Hey, do we know anything yet? Do we know anything yet? No, because they wanted to be a part of it.
Yeah.
What can we do to make this happen? Here's the real difference. You got to stay in your car. We'll get the donations out of your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla's going to stay here in the studio.
Yes, I have to. I have a question.
Well, let's go through this first, and then we'll take questions at the end. You know, just and little things. Literally, my wife is the only one. You know, we've always joked, oh, it's 12 days, a man by himself on the scaffold. Oh, my God. My wife is the only one that's going to be allowed on the scaffold.
Oh,
because we live in the same house.
Yeah.
Nobody else is allowed on that scaffold. Which will honestly be different. It will be a little different. Oh, the other thing that we need to tell you, there will be hours. There will be donation hours, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Limits us a bit. Friday night's going to suck.
Yeah.
But got to do what you got to do. 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Please plan accordingly. It's not going to be like the election. Like, if you're in line, we'll let you in.
At 7:59. No.
And again, we're being watched.
Yeah.
We're being monitored. There are two people that they are going to go in. They will be there every day from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And it's their job to make sure this goes right. True story.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the only way that we could make it happen. Gosh, I think that's it.
Like, if there's anyone, I just want to stress this enough. If there's anyone that should be allowed to be on property, it's probably me because we're exposed enough to each other and everything, but they won't even let me on property. So you have to stay in your car. You really do. You have to stay in your car.
In fact, and truth be told, they wanted me to go home every night at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
They said, we don't want you staying out there. And we said, well, then, you know what? No. That was the one thing that we could not... that was non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
We were kind of, it was kind of like, what do you care? You know, honestly, what do you care if I'm up there? It doesn't matter.
Can we have Kayla have a fathead at the toy drive, though? I feel like we're going to miss you on site, Kayla.
Kayla, will you take a selfie of yourself right now and text it to Falala and she can have that? Because nobody can get out. So it's like, you know.
Maybe she can be waving goodbye with her fathead, with her hands.
Kayla, you had another question as well. No, that was it.
I wanted to ask about the hours. Yeah.
Falala, I have a question about volunteers because there's been a lot of people asking, are you still accepting volunteers like you have in years past?
Yeah, so we are accepting volunteers, and the best way to do that is just email us at info@helpsonb.org. And it'll get to the team that's trying to put volunteers together. Just this year, like every other organization, as a volunteer, you're going to have to provide us with a little more information and then go through a screening like everyone else. Like I was at the UNLV game, and you know how they do the screening ahead of time.
Don't I know it.
You know, yeah.
Trust
exactly.
me.
So just a little more, but we're absolutely going to need a lot of assistance this year. And anyone that's healthy and willing to be outdoors with us, we'd love to have you.
There's a lot of folks. And again, info at help, S-O-N-V, help Southern Nevada, helpsonv.org.
I realize that they're going to email. Is there an age limit? Young, old? With the COVID, I wasn't sure.
We were always 18 plus anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, we did need 18 plus just because we want everybody to be able to sign your own documents.
Yep.
That you're healthy and all of that.
Boy, and it's really going to be obvious too. If you're just down there trying to put in time and you're just sitting around, you're going to stick out like a sore thumb. You always do, but it's always been more chaotic. So there'd be people who were just like, you know, they wanted to get in volunteer hours for whatever. And some, you know, and every once in a while you get people down there, they'd just be hanging out and everybody grumble about it. Why aren't they helping? Why aren't they helping? And then now, dude, so this is not the easy way to do that.
No.
Just so you know.
You're not coasting.
You have to work a little this time. And what about people who need help? Because that was the one reason why we said, hey, we've got to do this.
Yeah, so Abby and Joan and the team here at Help really went, they took a lot of time to make sure that the application process was going to be as safe as possible for everyone. And so What happened was we put the application online at the Help Us Southern Nevada website. So if you go there, it's a two-step process. So if you go there, you can actually start your application and pretty much fill out everything that you used to do here in person. And then we have dates set aside in the holiday assistance page that kind of give you an idea, like your last name starts with A through L, there's certain hours on November.
Oh, sure. But that's, yeah.
You know, yeah. And then you just show up to show your documents, and then you actually get the vouchers to come in and collect at the time that you're provided for. And it's just, you know, we used to be able to run 45 parents through every 20 minutes through the toy store. Now it's down to 20. We've limited the number of volunteers we can have in the store. This first weekend for applications, we went through a little more than 300, like 350 applications. Parents showed up exactly how they were supposed to in their time frame to show documents. And nice. I believe the average document show time was like 15 minutes, where it was, you know, in the past, when you wrote out your application, it used to be like an hour long process. But now it's do it online and then show up when you need to show your docs, and then you get your vouchers and you're good to go.
HelpSONV.org. HelpSONV.org. That's the website. KLUC.com. We'll have all the info up there.
Yep.
And and not for nothing, it's my 20th toy drive this year. It's the 22nd overall during the big mistake. I bounced for a couple of years. It'll be my 229th day on a scaffold.
That's crazy to think about.
Fun, right?
Yeah.
And it's happening. And I don't know that we've ever needed it more. And I don't know that it's ever been more meaningful. I mean, we really had to work for this one.
Yeah.
Before it was like, yeah, of course you're doing it.
Toy drive's happening.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah. Wait, you think you're getting out of it? No. No, we had to work for this one. And we know you're excited about it. I just, and truly, and in case you were wondering, the numbers from last year were 41 trucks. Yep, 41 Coca-Cola trucks, 9,540 bikes. Good God.
Wow.
And $603,328 in cash and gift cards. I don't care if we get anywhere close to that. And whatever we do over those 12 days is going to be needed so much. Just know that every single bit of, and that's the other thing when Falala was talking about how people have to, you know, they have to apply and then they show documents and all of that. It's because we want you to know that when you make your donation, it's going to somebody that really needs it. It's not going to somebody who's gaming the system. It's not going to somebody who's like, they got to come and show that this is my kid. You know, that this is who this is going to, as opposed to somebody just coming in and going, yeah, I could resell this, you know?
It's not like that, yeah.
It's not like that. So, Falala, thank you. Anything else?
Just an update on applications for the agencies. We have 20 groups that have already signed up. They are trickling in. One of the things that the team, we kind of wrestled with this, right, was whether or not to accept applications from our colleagues at other organizations. And one of the things that I shared with them was, remember when the Ocho back in 2008,
yep,
when we were experiencing that, that's when like Toy Drive exploded.
That's
and
when it blew up.
And it became like a logistical nightmare of what's going on here. But one of the things I thought was, you know, if this year is something like that, where folks that are still working or are going to give, they might give more than they usually do, or they might give for the first time. So we came up with the idea that we should just accept the applications from our colleagues. And if we're lucky enough, we're going to share the toys with them that we get from this. And so we're going to hope for the best, but definitely plan for the worst, you know. So I think Vegas, though, will come through, and we're just really excited. Join us. Feel the tingle with us. There we go, right?
Yeah, man. 23 days, 21 hours, 37 minutes, and 53 seconds until it begins. But who's counting? And last year, we ended up with 100 agencies that asked for help from Toy Drive. And I guarantee you, once word gets out that it's happening, they're going to come flooding in. We need you. And we just need you to stay in your car. That's all.
That's it.
Yeah, stay in the car.
All right. Toy Drive, we'll see you December 3rd. Thanks, Falala.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. And in advance, thank you for everything that you are about to do, Las Vegas. This is truly why we are one of the greatest cities in the world, and nobody knows our little secret.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.